remarks of the President at Worcester, Massachusetts, 16 October 1952.
Thank you very, very much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this most cordial welcome. I was here 4 years ago when I was campaigning for myself. I'm campaigning this time just as hard as I was then, because this is one of the most important elections we ever had. And if it's at all possible, I'm more anxious that we win this election than I was in 48, and that's saying a lot. The reason I feel that way, I think this is the most important election this country has had since the war between the states. Now, you have a wonderful slate of Democrats running for office here in Massachusetts. You have Jack Kennedy for the Senate. I know him. Very well. I knew his father before him. He's made a wonderful public servant in the House of Representatives, and he'll give you the right kind of representation in the Senate. Then for Congress, you have Harold Donahue, who has a record that does not need me to tell you about it. Your governor has made a record on which you should endorse him overwhelmingly, and I know you will. And I understand that we're in the hometown of your lieutenant governor, and you know more about him than I do, so use your judgment. I know you'll send him back. Now, the Democratic Party is exceedingly fortunate in having two great men to head its ticket this year, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkle. They can stand on their records of long service in the public interest. They are men of integrity and conscience, and they will work in the great tradition of the Democratic Party. I've been all across the country from coast to coast in the last 3 weeks, and I've seen a very prosperous country. This prosperity we have seems to be driving the Republicans crazy. They just can't understand how the country can be prosperous with Democrats in office. The Republican candidate for president has been doing his best to prove that this prosperity does not exist, that it's all done with mirrors. Now, if you can beat that, I'll pay for lunch. But he knows people won't believe that, so he's been trying to get across a notion that the Democrats don't know how to keep the country prosperous except by spending money on national defense. Now, that's not true. It's just one more Republican falsehood to scare you and confuse you in this campaign. That's the reason I'm out here. I'm out here to tell you the truth. Everywhere I go, I see signs and people yell at me, "Give them hell, Harry." Well, now, that's an awful, awful reputation for a good Baptist to get. And I'm telling you what I am doing. I'm telling the truth and giving you the issues. And that's a lot worse than giving the Republicans hell, because they can't stand the truth. The truth is that our prosperity is sound and healthy. Right now, we have a total national production of about $340 billion. Defense accounts for less than one-sixth of that outfit. Now, in 1945, after the Japanese folded up, I organized a commission to look into the return to civil affairs after the World War II. And I sent that committee, two of them, one of them was Senator Benton of Connecticut, to see Senator Taft, who was then the Republican leader in the Senate, and had them ask him what his remedy was. We had decided that we needed $140 billion income if we were going to keep people at work. Taft said that was impossible. We'd never reach $100 billion income. And the best thing to do is to take all the women out of work and let the men do the work, and then the country could go along and everybody would have jobs. Now, if that's not one for the book, I don't know what is. And he's running the present nominee for president. Now, defense accounts for less than 1/6 of that $340 billion output. Now, get this straight. If it were not for the defense effort, we would be even more prosperous than we are now. The defense effort is making us postpone and put off a lot of things we need, things that would make our country greater and stronger. Our population is growing fast. Our cities are growing. That means lots of things to do. We need a lot of redevelopment in our cities. We need more houses, better and cheaper houses, more roads, more schools, more hospitals. Out west where I've been, we need a lot more dams and irrigation works and all those things. We need more food and more consumer goods of every kind. Thousands of businessmen are ready now to expand their plants or build new ones. They see bigger markets ahead. In the city of Worcester, where you make all kinds of things and know how to adapt your production fast, there will surely be a lot of good work for you when the defense tapers off. This means there need be no depression in this country. And there won't be if you keep the kind of a government in Washington that understands these things and will help get new production going at the right places at the right time. That's one thing that the Democratic Party knows how to do. They've shown it. Remember 1949, when things started to slide back, we took quick action then, and by the spring of 1950, we were in boom times again. That was before Korea started. The defense buildup had nothing whatever to do with it. But the Republicans are right about one thing. There could be a depression. They ought to know. They're experts in depression organization. The last time they held office, we had two depressions in 12 years. They don't seem to have any notion of how to get prosperity and growth. For 20 years, the Republicans have been voting against almost everything the Democrats have done to help build this country up. Unfortunately, their candidate for president could not change them if he wanted to. He's been a fine general. But the Army is all he's ever known in his whole life. You don't learn much in the Army about what workers and farmers need or what it takes to keep a country going. If you've never milked a cow or plowed a corn row, if you've never worked with your hands, you never can tell what the country needs. And a man who's had a Social Security all his life in the United States Army doesn't know what it means to meet a payroll. He can't understand how those things are done, and he doesn't know any more about politics and the babes in the woods. He's in the woods now, and Taft's got the woods under control. The general is surrounded by the Republican old guard, and they've taken him to town. I don't think you can take a chance on turning your country over to an outfit like that. Don't vote for a big business government. Don't vote for a military government. You are responsible for what sort of a government we have. The Constitution provides that the power of the government in this republic rests in the people, in you. Now, if you study the issues, and that's what I'm out to get you to do, I want you to satisfy yourselves. I'm not trying to convert you to something unusual. I'm trying to get you to look after your own interests. I'm trying to get you to think about things. I want you to read the record. I want you to study the record of the Republicans in Congress, which is what their policy will be. They've shown it by their votes. And I want you to study the Democratic record in the Congress. That's what the Democrats have done. That's what they will continue to do. And then I want you to go to the polls on November the 4th and vote for yourselves. Vote in your own interest. Vote for the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world. Vote for the welfare of the free world. And when you do that, you'll put Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman in the presidency, and the vice presidency in this country will be safe for another 4 years.